Well, you know what time it is. For those of you who know me, a cold shower thing. If you haven't heard of the benefits, we'll talk about it later. Stay tuned. Good morning. Fred here, your host of the podcast I now call New Human. And it's great being able to do podcasts because, honestly, whatever I'm thinking about, I can put it here. I don't really have to have any basis or any backup. So I want to share with you some thoughts that went through my head as I was taking my shower. And then I'll back it up maybe or do some research in the future. Stay tuned. It's morning routine time. Gonna be making my wife some ginger tea, packing my son's lunch, and trying to get out of this house. The rat race, as many of you already know. Coming up next, I'm gonna share with you this idea of the priesthood.
So for thousands of years, the top strategy for taking and keeping political and economic power from Asia to Europe to Africa to North America has been this: divide, divide, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Get people to turn on each other, fracture the majority, and then waltz into power.
So before I get to the priesthood, I'm thinking about this idea, listening to another brother of mine's podcast. And he was talking about community. And I'm believing more than ever that one way to conquer is to divide. And that if you want to defeat an enemy, it has to be split up, to be torn down piece by piece. And honestly, as I listened to Joe talk about the group with the guys and the difficulty for all of us as men to share, I feel like there's been a systematic work that is beyond flesh and blood at work to keep us that way. And I can't diagnose the thing, quantify, explain, but it's just something that's been on my mind. And then it leads me into our own homes, which is why I wanted to talk about priesthood.
And it's 30-round clip. But this is the sentiment in the country, I think, sort of the decline of community, decline of community, and the rise of the idea of the autonomous and privileged self. And this is a trend, and it's going to continue.
Eleanor.
I'm reading a book right now called Bowling Alone, and it's talking about the decline of community through time. And he uses this word called social capital. And it's not just the fun-feeling word that has to do with men and women that just don't spend time together like they used to, but it goes all the way to civic engagement or just in your community neighborhoods or even just our neighbor and how that's come apart. And so it fascinates me because I even notice it in my own life, how hard it is to be connected, stay connected, because life is so busy. And that's one of the first things to be sacrificed on the altar of productivity or the altar of mental health, is to get mental health by getting away from everybody, when there's a possibility that that may not be true. Coming up next, a little bit more about that thought.
The Greens were a provocative force in Parliament, where they would needle the established parties. but the Greens caught the spirit of the age. Spirit of the age. Nearly 20 years after their foundation.
I want to call it the spirit of the age, because every era, if not all eras, there's usually something that rises up that nobody sees it. And then when somebody turns around and notices it, it's either overlooked or it's a bigger monster than we could have ever thought. And I feel like that in these last days of time, yes, I said that, not because of the war stuff going on necessarily, but I just believe for anybody at any time, the end could be near, because we just don't know. If you're a human being that's alive during this age, we have a countdown. And during this time, I feel like there's just been, it started out there, and it also started in here. I'm pointing to my heart. And I feel like being, for example, in our own homes, I call it the priesthood. As males, I'm going to tell you, one of the things that has threatened to destroy the influence that I have over my home, and I'm curious to know what influence over home means to you, listener. But what I'm saying is, just we're called to be leaders, not necessarily like domineering or controlling, but I feel like we have a part to play, along with our spouse or just ourselves if we're single, but we have a part to play in the home. And it's definitely a male presence. I think about being raised in a single household and how all power was exercised to have all of my fathers distracted during the most critical time of my childhood. And why is that? The spirit of the age. It's a system. And I'm not thinking like, you know, the Jim Crow or the government. I'm talking about, this is beyond flesh and blood. I believe that this is a generational experiment, generation after generation. If young men and women are not raised with the dad or even the mom, I feel like it doesn't ruin their lives, but I believe that it affects it. And I believe that it doesn't destroy, and survivors, I'm surrounded by them, and I'm a survivor myself, but you can definitely see that there are areas that I have a limp in my leadership as a priest in my home. And priest isn't just only a male role, okay? So we're all called to that priesthood, quote unquote, where we are bearers of Christ's light through our hands and feet. We are guiding those leading others around us, our children, our friends, our family. We're pointing, really, rather than leading, we're pointing them to the source of life and light. And so I just believe there's a war right now. We are at war, and I think we feel like it's something that's happening only in the Ukraine or only on the television, wherever the media points their lens for us to focus on. But it's a war in our own selves, a war in our homes, a war in our neighborhoods, a war in our country, our world. And it's because there's two kingdoms at large. There's two kingdoms at large, and the spirit of the age is this thing. It comes, and I was showering. My theory could be wrong. It's called shower theory is what I'll call it. And I'll try to back these things up. These are thoughts. But in my shower theory is that this spirit of the age, which has been throughout all the ages, I call it humanism. And I'll explain why that came about.